When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined in the studio today by Craig Verley and Stevie Nicker. We'll kick things off in Spain. Athletic Club taking on Barcelona in the quarterfinals of the Copa del Rey. And what a match this would turn out to be. Athletic Club would open the scoring after just 37 seconds. However, we would see a response from Barcelona. A really lucky goal from Lewandowski would make it 1-1. And then a piece of brilliance from Lamine Yamal would make it 2-1. But just after break, Barcelona concede early once again. Sunset then making it 2-2. Lamine Yamal with a couple of great chances then to see Barca through to the next round. Couldn't convert either of them. So we go to extra time where the Williams brothers stepped up. Iñaki first and then Nico giving Athletic Club a 4-2 victory to see them through to the semi-finals. Barcelona out. Calling that game, of course, for us was Luis Garcia, who joins us now. Luis, brilliant cup tie. The celebrations will go long into the night, of course, in Bilbao, and overall deserved.
Very well deserved, to be honest, and fantastic managing. I think that Ernesto Valverde once again proved that he's a brilliant, brilliant manager. The way that Bilbao approached the game from the first minute with that intensity, with that high pressure, at some points during the game, knowing that it's impossible to continue doing the same during 90 minutes, you start dropping and understanding that the game it was to be played into the middle with the pressure that he wanted to do. They know that against Barcelona, they're always going to have chances because Barcelona during the whole season, we've been talking through in the show, that they are vulnerable. They concede so many chances. They concede many goals. And even though that Barcelona went ahead on a 2-1 score, they knew they would have chances, and that's the way that they played. I think that they will deserve to go through to the semi-final because of the intensity, because of the desire, because in the end, they had more fresh legs. The players look more sharp. Barcelona and Xavi didn't manage to get into the extra time with a way or an intention of scoring a goal. It looked like they wanted more the penalties than Athletic Club de Bilbao. And of course, Athletic Club playing at home with those amazing supports that they have. You could hear and see the atmosphere they create. Well deserved, and we are going to enjoy in the semi-finals.
At halftime, we were saying, look, you know, hats off to Barcelona. You can see that early under all the pressure and criticism that you've received of late. You come back and make it 2-1. But like we saw at the weekend against Real Betis, as Luis says, they give teams opportunities and Athletic Club took theirs.
Absolutely. And we thought before the game, Stevie and I, it was going to be a tough night for Barcelona. It looked like they were going to dig themselves out that early hole. But they're so vulnerable. And I suppose if you're Xavi now, there'll be more questions about this result, particularly off the back of, you know, the positive result against Betis. You think going in here, difficult night away from home against a good side who've been in really good form. But once again, the amount of goals that you're losing, and if he's going to spin it, I mean, he might say, well, look at the kids that I'm playing. And, and as Luis said in the commentary, the young boys, young boy coming at left back, Hector Fort, did brilliant. He did brilliant. And then the young boy comes on at centre half again. But he has got some experienced players on the bench that he's choosing not to bring in for these youngsters. So it kind of mitigates it a little bit. I mean, he's got Lamine Yamal in there as well. So he is playing a lot of kids. So I don't know if he's doing that because he's want to use it as a sort of gateway to saying, look, this is the future, or whether he's just doing it because he thinks they're better than what he's got. Because you've got Sergio Roberto on the bench. I think João Cancelo was on there as well. And you're asking a lot of these kids. And Athletic Club deserved it. They're a threat at home. We mentioned it earlier. They've lost one game recently at the weekend, and they hadn't lost since October. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a stretch.
Yes.
Right? You're not a bad side when you're doing that. And it was always going to be a tough night for Barcelona, and it turns out they were just not good enough.
How much of those injuries cushion the criticism that Xavi will get? As Craig said, you know, they ended at the end of the pitch with a number of teenagers. They did put up a great fight in this tie against tough opponents in a tough stadium.
Oh, if you're Xavi, you absolutely, that's your crutch. You're leaning on injuries and kids because you don't have anything else to lean on. You know, you see these two sides, we spoke about it before the game. You've got one team that knows what it's all about, it's very consistent, it's very organised, doesn't quite have the individual talent on paper, certainly as the Barcelona side, but you know exactly what you're going to get from the first to the last minute. The opposite side of the coin, this Barcelona side, is on paper you've got talent, but you're relying on it too much. Talent will get you a goal here and there, just like the second goal from
Lamine Yamal.
That's just talent. He does that on his own.
Yeah.
Whereas the opposition are playing as a unit and playing as a team. And Barcelona can't keep on playing as individuals, basically, and relying on somebody who has a little bit more talent than the opposition to either get a point or win the game for them.
But if he sold this season on, I'll get you a trophy.
Yes.
Which I think he's been...
Well, that's it. Champions League's not going to win. La Liga is not
going
to win.
Well, I mean, it would be a hard stretch to find a way for them getting anywhere close to the Champions League. Never even mind getting through a two-legged affair against Napoli, who are not having the greatest of seasons, by the way. But you don't have to be to beat this current Barcelona side and its current guys. And then, can anybody find a pathway to get back in the title race in Spain, playing the way that they're playing? So this is a real bad night for them in terms of this was the trophy that was going to be the easiest on paper for them to win, bearing in mind the circumstances and the other competitions.
And we know how big this game was for Barcelona, given what's been going on, Luis. Yet 37 seconds in, they find themselves 1-0 down.
And it's not the first time that we watched so many games during the season with Barcelona conceding early goals. I'm not sure if it's because of the lack of focus in the beginning or the way that they approach the game. They need to change. But when you go, and I can tell you personally, when you go to San Mamés, you know that the first 15 minutes, they're going to crush on you. They're going to bring so many players. They're going to bring so much intensity because the people, the atmosphere they create, they just push you. So you need to be ready for that. And if you need for those 15 minutes to maybe, you know what, grab the ball and maybe get a couple of long balls. Let's try to find Lewandowski, hold the ball and bring the ball there. Let's cool down the atmosphere here. Let's cool down the intensity. And then from now on, they're dominated. So you know that you're going to have and find out. So start like this, because definitely Barcelona needs to stop conceding goals early on the game, because then you have to come back. Then you have to bring an extra. And when you're playing with young kids, you cannot rely on them, because at the end, the lack of experience of different moments, it's going to pay them. And then you need to bring... Cancelo is not there. He's a player who needs to bring something extra. Gavi, that is one of the youngest but brings that leadership, is not there. So at the end, you're relying on the 2-3 kids that they play how long? For 6 months, they play 3 games. And that's something that, of course, you're not going to get anything from it. So I think the Barcelona needs to continue changing and start from being stronger and solid at the back. That's how you win a trophy. You can win games with the talent, but you win a trophy with a good and solid defence.
It's the third earliest goal they've conceded this season. 17 seconds against Granada, 18 seconds against Alaves.
Oh, the Granada was the Brian Zaragoza one, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? Is that down to the coach?
I personally don't think that's down to the coach.
Right.
I think that's... If you go out there as... And by the way, the youngsters weren't playing in these games.
No.
At the back. It was the experienced back line.
Yeah.
So when you go out there, and I think the Granada game was Gundogan gave the ball away. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the experienced guys making mistakes. Now, there was youngsters in tonight. There was youngsters in against Betis at the weekend, where they were successful in the end when they came back with a wonderful finish. But when you're experienced players and you go out in the field, you make sure everybody's switched on. It's just part of the job,
right?
You go around everybody in the dressing room, and when you got on the field, we've all lost an early goal, but if it's happening as often as it is, it's a problem. You've got to make sure you're switched on, everybody's doing the job early on, and you bed yourself into the game.
Yeah.
Don't go 1-0 down, then you're chasing it.
Definitely. At this stage, it's definitely the players.
Right.
Because as a coach, when you keep losing early goals, you make a point of... Almost the last thing you say is...
Don't concede early.
And it's not that. It's do your job. Do this. Do that. Make sure you do that. And again, you're leaning on the older players to talk to the younger players. So at this stage of the season, when you're still doing it, this 100% is on the players.
And once again, Robert Lewandowski is taken off when you need a goal, as he was against Real Betis.
Yeah. I don't know where. It's tough because you get technically, he got a goal.
Yes.
I mean, it was lucky, but it's on him. He sticks his leg out. He plays a good ball through actually for Lamine Yamal, who should have scored in the second half. So it wasn't terrible. But I think we're going to see this more and more.
Right.
That as we get into the hour plus mark with Lewandowski, if he's not got a goal or two and they are struggling or the game's tight, he's going to bring these fresher, younger, quicker players on. I think that looks like to me that's something that Lewandowski's going to just be able to have to handle or not, whatever the case may be.
If you're the coach, how do you handle Lamine Yamal? Because he'll be gutted, won't he?
No, you say you pat him in the back and say, hey, next time, you know, maybe get your other foot closer to the ball, maybe right. Do this. You don't. There's no sort of criticism whatsoever
no.
for the kid of 16 who's producing what he is. Absolutely zero.
Meanwhile, Luis, just try and put into context how big a night this is going to be in Bilbao.
Oh, good one. I can tell you that. I'm sure the restaurant going to open again. Because that's the way they celebrate. I mean, you don't get into the Copa del Rey semifinals every single year. And this is one of the king of cups. They go many trophies into the stands. It's a city that they celebrate the daily football. And, well, you could see the atmosphere. No one was leaving the stadium until the last minute. They celebrated with the players into the field. And I'm sure that they're going to celebrate it out of the field. So, yeah, it's a good night to be in Bilbao.
I've got visions of chefs been dragged out of their bed now.
I've got visions of nobody going to work tomorrow morning.
They've just like washed all the pots and pans and done the jobs and like they've gone done the bar for a beer.
Yes.
And the owner's gone like,
yep.
Get back, there's money to be made, we're celebrating.
How many lives has Xavi got left, Luis, do you think?
Two. There's still two trophies, so I guess the two life.
Yes, indeed.
Not many more, to be honest. We talk about it, and yeah, it's going to be difficult to Xavi to handle the rest of the season.
Luis, thanks for your help today. Much appreciated. Just a reminder, La Liga then is back this weekend. Some interesting ties for you. Barcelona at home for the first time, what feels like a long time. Montjuic, as they'll be looking to bounce back after their defeat. They take on Villarreal. Meanwhile, we also see Las Palmas against Real Madrid. Jude Bellingham suspended for that game. And then late match on Sunday is Atleti against Valencia. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Chelsea will face Liverpool in the Carabao Cup final in February as the Reds beat Fulham by 3-2 across the two legs. It was 2-1 going into the game at Craven Cottage. It finished 1-1 on the night. Nathan Manua caught up with Jurgen Klopp after the game.
So Jurgen, congratulations. The Wembley beckons. What did you make of your team's performance? It felt in the first half there was a lot of vertical play stretching the game in behind. from you to, especially for the goal, but maybe some of the control left, lost a little bit in the second half. Would you say that's fair?
I liked the first half an hour a lot. The mix-up, yes, with the line full in place, with the way they press, it makes sense. That we play from time to time in behind would be dumb if not. So we scored a goal from there. I cannot remember too many balls, but maybe there were a few too many, I don't know. But I liked the first half an hour a lot. So then the game opened up a little bit. Our foot slipped a little bit off the gas, and then all of a sudden they became a bit more aggressive, and it was more an open game. That they come out of the for the second half and go for it was completely clear. We then controlled it again, and we should have scored. I think we all agree. If it's a counter-attack or whatever, we should have. But of course, it's an intense game. It's their stadium. It's a tough game and a proper atmosphere. So we should have put the game to bed. We didn't. Door open. They went halfway through. They scored a goal with a wonderful situation from Harry Wilson. Not a guy. So we did really well there. But then we were calm again, and the minutes went down, and everything is fine. Look, it's cup. We didn't expect to come here and winning the first leg 2-1 and just easy going comes through somehow. I'm overly happy that we had to fight for it. That makes it even more special, so all good.
Absolutely. And when it became time to fight, especially in those late minutes, bringing on somebody like Clark, only an 18 years old, this must have made you supremely proud.
Oh, these boys, they grow in the moment. Eh? They grow. Sometimes I walk behind them and think, did he grow since yesterday? So it's like crazy. It's so good that we can give them these experiences. Bobby is now really in men's football. He's a wonderful, wonderful skilled player, kid, and dad was a professional. So he's a really technical, good player. But do play with adults. You have to put all the physical stuff in as well. And he's learning that in the moment, really. And I like a lot what he's doing. When we have others on the bench there, we didn't even use them. Today, they're really good as well. So it's an all-around top experience for us. We can't. We are really looking forward to Wembley. It's great for our people. It's great for this team. We said this is a Liverpool 2.0. So when you want to start to go to finals, best in the first year, so all good.
Well, thank you very much and good luck in the final.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you, sir.
Nadim joins us now from Craven Cottage. Come out to midnight, Nadim. What a treat for you.
Oh.
we talked about this at halftime. We talked about it while watching the game together. It just took Fulham too long to get going in this game, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it did. And I think I've watched quite a few games of Fulham recently, and I've seen the upside of them. I've seen them be able to take the ball under pressure and make good passes. But for probably the first 20, 30 minutes, it almost felt like they were nervous. There were so many little errors, like passes going in the wrong place, movements that were wrong. It seemed like the moment was almost a little bit too big for them. And I think Marco Silva, after the game, spoke about that. He said his team were just that little bit too emotional. And when you allow a side like Liverpool to get into their stride, to be able to move the ball the way that they were doing, you know, to be 1-0 up, for Liverpool to just be 1-0 up, it could have potentially been more. It felt like this was going to be a bad showing from Fulham, and I think the crowd could sense it as well. There was a lot of frustration. I thought maybe if they'd go 1-0 down, the crowd would get right behind them because, you know, they're still the underdog, but now the mount is that bit higher, but what a journey that could be. But instead, there were grumbles. There were so many turnovers, so many little mistakes, players who weren't playing to their usual abilities, and that's the thing, their usual abilities. They need to be playing possibly above that to get themselves a chance of winning this game. But when they're below it, it's as if nothing was going good for them. But in the end, as you guys said, they did grow into the game. They got better. They forced Liverpool more on the back foot. But it just wasn't to be today, unfortunately, for them. And I'm sure they're going to be disappointed, but try and take some positives if they can.
It's interesting, Marco Silva there, as Nadim says, like they were just too emotional going into this game. We talked about the gravity of this game when you look at Fulham's history. There just didn't seem to be a way of managing.
I think they were too worried for too long about what was going to happen at that end behind them and not what they were going to do with the ball and how they were going to get behind this Liverpool side and get themselves back in the game. And they got a right kick in the teeth when their very experienced goalkeeper basically throws one in. I'm not being harsh. It's an easy save. So then you do have to make a decision. You have to be more positive. And you can't then worry about leaving a bit of space behind you because all of a sudden you're chasing two goals. And they just, as we've all said, they left it until that late goal to start really putting Liverpool under pressure. Up until that point, it was a very, very comfortable evening for the away team.
Liverpool didn't even have to be that good, did they, Steve?
No, they didn't. I'm glad that the manager came out and was talking about that emotion, because it really is true. You have to be able to harness it in the right direction. And you saw the last 15 minutes of the game, they brought emotion into it, but they used the emotion to put Liverpool under pressure. Unfortunately, the emotion they used to start sort of froze them.
Right.
Really did freeze them. And it just made it too easy for Liverpool. And actually, you could be critical if you're Klopp of well, he was, because they should have killed this game off. And the fact that they had to spend the last 15 just a little bit on the toes, which they shouldn't have had to. He'll be addressing that. But for Fulham, it really is an opportunity that they will be so disappointed. You know, when you lose a game like this, you want to come off knowing that you gave everything and it just wasn't to be.
Yeah.
They'll be feeling the opposite
of that. Well, they've got, you know, it's not that it was going to be easy, but when you look at this opportunity from a, you know, relatively experienced Fulham side, particularly going forward in the forward areas, and then you look at the weak points of Liverpool or the weaker points, you've got Joe Gomez playing out of position at left back, and you've got Van Dijk in there as the only experienced player in the correct position. The other two are youngsters, Konsa and Conor Bradley. And that's a lot, and these lads did well, but
and the goalie.
And the goalie who does play in the Carabao Cup. But that's not to say that these boys didn't play well and have played well, and Klopp mentioned that to Nedim in his interview. It's just the fact when you're in the opposition, you try and find any weak point you can.
Right.
Right. We need to get at the youngsters. We need to isolate him. Fulham are not in the business of feeling sorry for these young players coming in and making mistakes. And they had to utilise that fact and pressurise them, and they didn't. Particularly on that left side. We talked about it before the game. Yeah. You know, they have Anthony Robinson, they had Tom Kearney, who's been excellent the last two or three months, and they had Willian against these two inexperienced kids, and particularly the right back, and they really didn't take advantage of it. And that's one of the reasons why they're not going to the final.
No, Liverpool, of course, going to the final where they take on Chelsea, Nadim, and Liverpool will more than fancy their chances.
Oh, yes, they will. I think they've obviously got positive memories of playing against Chelsea at Wembley in the two seasons ago in the League Cup and the FA Cup. And obviously no goals were scored within 90 minutes, but they did manage to lift two trophies. So I think they'll like the matchup. I think, interestingly, earlier in the season, the two did play and it was a very, very good game. So for me, if I get a chance to go, I'm just rooting for goals, rooting to see the ball finally hit the net in this tie between those two sides. But Liverpool fancy themselves against anyone. And I think, as the guys were saying, this version of Liverpool is not the best version of Liverpool. If the whole squad was available, this wouldn't be the starting 11 that you see. But maybe in a month's time, it perhaps will be. So go in there with the positive memories that they have. I'm sure they'll be looking forward to potentially lifting another trophy.
I mean, Kelleher will play in the final. The goalkeeper.
I hope not.
No, we'll talk about that closer to the time. I'm going to move on. We've got a lot going on.
Have we?
Discuss who's going to be the goalkeeper.
It's not been a busy. No, but I'm saying, no, my point being is that he'll play in the final, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And the other 10 will be the big guns.
Good.
Is that we're not discussing that?
No. Thank you very much, Nadim. Go to bed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
They normally make me discuss games in this programme that are like a month ahead.
February the 25th will be the final, where we'll be discussing who will start a goal for Liverpool.
Kelleher, I've just told you.
Liverpool go into that clash as favourites. Our attention on ESPN Plus will switch from the Carabao Cup to the FA Cup over the next few days. All these games live for you, including Bournemouth against Swansea. Great couple of games for you on Friday. Chelsea, Villa, Spurs against City on Saturday. Fulham, Newcastle, Sunday. Liverpool against Norwich, and it's Newport County against Manchester United.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bayern Munich closed the gap on Bayer Leverkusen to 4 points at the top of the table after a 1-0 victory over Union Berlin. One of the big talking points from the game was Union Berlin's coach getting sent off for shoving Leroy Sané in the face. After the game, Arthur Rintat caught up with the coach and Union Berlin's Robin Gosens.
There are two key moments I have to discuss. Firstly, the moment where it looked like your team could have been given a penalty. How did you see that?
Yeah, so the situation, I saw many penalties given like this one. But it's okay, that's the decision of referee, I must accept it. And we thought it's penalty situation for us. Referee thinks it's not, we must respect it.
What happened from your perspective with Leroy Sané? Because we saw you push him in the face.
Yeah, I tried to, in my coaching zone, I tried to take the ball and to give him the ball, and he pushed me. He was provocating me, and then I react like I don't have to react. I wanted to push him from me, and then came the fourth referee, and the main referee showed me the red card.
Have you spoken to Leroy Sané after this, or do you feel that you don't need to?
No, why I don't? That's emotions in football. You see many emotions on the pitch, out of the pitch. That was a wrong emotion in this case. I made mistake. I'm sorry for this mistake. As I said, if I can change it now, I would not do it. But that's football. I must accept it and to try to not repeat this type of mistakes.
We saw a very angry and animated reaction from the bench, and that included the coach, Nenad Bjelica, pushing Leroy Sané in the face. Is that how you saw it? Because I believe that he thinks that he was pushed first.
Honestly, I was on the bench, but I was discussing with my teammates about the penalty. So I didn't saw how it started. I only saw after that they had a big discussion. So I went there to because I also know Leroy and I also know my coach. So I wanted to defend both of them. So I don't know what happened before. If he touched him in the face, you know for sure that is not correct. I don't know what happened before, so I don't want to say nothing because I don't know the whole situation.
Was that the first time you've ever had to calm down a coach in your career? Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah, that's true. I also in Italy had some coaches that were living the game and these are the emotions and this is part of the game. Of course, a trainer, but also we player have to control our emotions because we are playing and we are also role models for other people. Everybody is watching us, so we have to control the emotions, but sometimes it's also part of the game that you cannot do it, but it's part of the game.
So what that means is that Bayern Munich have closed the gap on Bayer Leverkusen to 4 points. For more on this, here's Kay and Ali.
So there you have it. Bayern Munich got what they needed, a 1-0 win. 3 points is what they needed. I'm not too sure a 1-0 win is what they would have wanted it to be, given that a response was expected from them today, Ali. So what's your assessment of what we did see?
Bayern Munich are terrible. Honestly, look, you're looking at this group and thinking there's going to be certainly a reaction and a rebound performance given what happened on the weekend against Werder Bremen and in the context of what Bayer Leverkusen have been doing. And you're at home and you're thinking, all right, here we go. A lot of energy. It's going to be a dominant performance. You're going to see the very best of Bayern Munich because the game demands it and because the situation that they're in demands it. And the first 45 minutes, you just kind of go, there's just no life here. There is nothing exciting about this team. Certainly wasn't in the first 45 minutes. Then you have to imagine that Thomas Tuchel would have gone into the locker rooms and at the very least get the attention of the players. First few minutes of the second half, they're alive all of a sudden. And you start seeing players around the ball and pressing higher up the field and runs of Harry Kane. And you see balls being played directly into Harry Kane, bypassing lines of pressure and actually turning Union Berlin around. They get a goal out of it from Rafael Guerrero, who I think was a highlight today from the perspective of Bayern Munich. And then that's it. The first 10 minutes of the second half, and that's it. Game, set, match, they went back to what they were in the first half. Bayern Munich right now cannot sustain a level of play for,
a period of time that is actually worth talking about. Bayern Munich just are not the team that we think they should be, whether it's a player, whether it's Thomas Tuchel, whether it's a combination of both. Right now, this is a team that is underwhelming and disappointing.
And they've got to get it together because obviously they face Leverkusen on February 10th. Mm. There were big moments in this game, one of them being Nenad Bjelica getting sent off for pushing Leroy Sané in the face. It does look as though there could be a lengthy ban ahead, Alan.
And there should be. In my opinion, managers should be held to an even higher standard than players on the field. And certainly what cannot happen, and it's a no-no, it's unacceptable. If you're a manager, you cannot touch a player. And you certainly cannot put your hand in the face of the player, which is exactly what Bielitsa did. Not once, but twice. So guess what? He's gone, and he's going to be gone for a long time. I believe this is going to be multiple games for Bielitsa, and rightfully so. The standards, again, for managers are different than players. And to be honest, if a player gets suspended for 3 games, if indeed that's considered to be violent conduct, it's going to be more for Bielitsa, and it should be.
And now it's 4 points difference. Bayer Leverkusen on top of the table, Bayern Munich behind them. Bayer Leverkusen are making sure they're covering all angles, though. They're obviously missing players on international duty, but one of the big misses is Victor Boniface, who got injured on international duty. And so what have they done? They brought Borja Iglesias in.
And Borja Iglesias, let's not get crazy, because he hasn't been great for Real Betis. Only one goal and no assists. He hasn't had the season that a lot of people were expecting, but Borja Iglesias at one point was a borderline national team player for Spain, and some argue that he should have been at the World Cup. So when he is at his best, he is a piece that I think Xabi Alonso can utilize. What's important for Borja Iglesias is a change of scenery and looking for confidence, and perhaps Xabi Alonso is the one that can provide that. However, again, let's not get crazy. This is a good piece to have, but it's not going to be the reason as to why Bayer Leverkusen end up winning the title, if indeed they do so.
So both Leverkusen and Bayern will be back in action this weekend. Games that you'll be able to see on ESPN Plus. As for Leverkusen, they take on Borussia Mönchengladbach. And Bayern have a tricky test. It's always a little bit tricky to go to Augsburg and get a result, but they are going to have to if they want to arrive on February the 10th in good shape. I'll send it back to you guys.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Just a reminder, the latest edition of the Gab and Jules podcast will be available on Thursday. Plenty for them to react to. Be sure to check it out. That is it. That brings us to the end of today's show.
You know, the African Cup of Nations and the Asian Cup, you know what I've noticed about it?
What's that?
Did they ever fill the stadiums out?
Well, it depends who's playing, isn't it?
There's empty stadiums all over the show.
Okay, I'm going to go to Extra Time.
You do that.
I will do.
That kind of day.
Thank you very much. Extra Time is next.
Trust me.
Welcome in then to the latest edition of Extra Time. Just Steve and Craig with us today.
Well, everybody else has done a runner.
Everyone else has gone home.
Trust me.
It's been quite the day. Stevie. Oh,
you don't know the half of it.
I do. I live
for it. You say I've got a lot of questions. I'm going to come over and I'm going to punch you.
I'm
telling you that. HR can... They can phone in, they can listen.
Why am I getting punched now?
People don't know what kind of day it's been.
Stevie's on holiday from tomorrow. Yeah. It's exciting. Before you go, Stevie, plenty of lots of questions here.
You talk about shambles. What? Wait, he goes to
Stevie's holiday. This has been.
He's gone to Disney.
Oh, I know. Which the organisation has been quite something, hasn't it?
Scary.
How long has it been in? You know, like when people plan for like a World Cup.
Yes.
And this African Cup. All these competitions. Yes. They're years in the making.
Generational.
How long has this been in the making? I mean, it's quite some time.
It has been.
You'll have a lovely
it's
time.
It's not finished yet either.
Stevie.
No, he gets on the plane. Sorry.
Stevie, right. Over and under 1.5 trophies for Liverpool this season. What are you going for? Carabao Cup, we can say, is a really good chance.
Yeah. I don't like these kind of questions.
Okay, well, you've got to answer it.
Because you don't know. It's like, I'll give you an example, right?
Okay.
So, a couple of the coaches
call
I had.
In from Disney next week.
A couple of the coaches I had, right? You know, we had about 12 games left. And
what are you talking about?
I'm just going to tell you why I hate answering a question like this.
Right.
Well, I'll give you the answer.
So, one of my coaches at the Reds, we had 12 games left.
Yes.
We were hovering around the playoff spots. And he came to me and he went, he says, I've looked at all the games we've got left and I've kind of figured out, you know, where we'll take points. He said, so I think we'll be all right.
Right.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He'd no idea.
Okay, this is, it's just
might not win another game.
It's just a question, Stevie. I would suggest. Yeah, but
I like to answer questions with very seriously.
Well, right. I would suggest that there's more chance of looking to Liverpool's fortunes than your New England Revolution.
So what the point is, right, so, it's impossible to look at this whole thing and go, oh yeah, we're going to win that.
I don't think we'll win that. Anyone's asking you to say that. They're
I don't
just
think we'll win that.
It's just a nice question to get things started.
I think I'll go with the 1.5 trophies.
You can't choose the line. That's the whole point of the line.
Are they going to win
two?
Two, right. Which will be?
Two of the cup competitions.
Carabao Cup and Europa League?
Yes.
Okay, all right, we've got, goodness me, I'm pulling teeth.
I was just explaining the teeth.
Stevie, have you ever challenged an opposing manager to a fight because you felt the opposing manager did something egregious to one of your players on the pitch? No.
No.
Have you been in a fight?
Not really, no.
I can't imagine you.
No. Well, there's a certain etiquette of being the head coach. And part of that is not picking fights with the opposition coaches or players. You've got to, you know, can't...
So if you're in the dugout today as Thomas Tuchel, you wouldn't step in because obviously the Union Berlin manager shoved one of your players?
No, I would step in.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, but you wouldn't necessarily fight him.
I wouldn't necessarily fight him, but I'd certainly remove him from my player.
Right. Because you're defending your man.
Because you're defending choice, your Scottish man.
You see, that's acceptable.
Right.
Shoving your hand in the opposition's face is like... You can't expect people... When you tell people to be disciplined and do this and don't do that, and then you go and do it yourself, well, you can't expect anybody to follow you.
Which of these managers, Craig, is doing the worst compared to the team that they have? Ten Hag, Pochettino, Tuchel or Xavi?
Ooh. Well, that's a, but I wouldn't say... not Tuchel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, they could...
Lean in that way.
What, right or left? They could still win the league in the Champions League.
Right.
They're out the Pokal. Who's doing the worst with the team we've got? It's a toss-up between... It has to be a toss-up between Pochettino and Ten Hag, doesn't it?
Not Xavi. Defending champions come in and put in the season they have.
I think that Pochettino was handed a lot of rubbish. The team was rubbish when he was given it.
All right.
Anti-Chelsea.
Yeah. All right, Xavi then. I don't know.
And what would you go, Stevie?
I think I would go Xavi, aye.
Xavi, Tuchel.
Xavi, Tuchel.
Ten Hag, Pochettino.
Ten Hag, Pochettino, yeah.
There we go.
Pochettino the best?
Of the worst.
Bayern have to sack Tuchel at the end of the season and activate Xavi's clause to bring him in as the manager of the future.
What?
Do you think that's something...
Bring Xavi to Bayern Munich?
Xavi Alonso.
What? Xabi Alonso. Well, you have to wait and see what the end of the season holds for Thomas Tuchel.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, if Leverkusen win the league, that's not going to look good on the manager. particularly after he did bring in the best defender in Italy last year in Kim, and a record signing in Harry Kane. Now, there's other positions he's not happy with, but that's part and parcel. You can't have it all. So if they want to win the league in the first time in well over a decade, and the Champions League goes badly for them, we know what that board are like.
Yeah.
So that's not out with the realms of possibility.
Would it be weird if you're Xabi Alonso to go from Bayer Leverkusen to Bayern Munich?
I would suggest that if that was the case, if there was other options, he would take them first.
Right.
All the talk about Madrid, there was maybe a pie in the sky, because that's a big step. Not that Bayern Munich's not, but that's Madrid's an even bigger step. It's gone away now, isn't it? Because Ancelotti signed a new club.
When you look at big clubs that might be looking for, he's not going to go to Barcelona.
Because of his
loyalty to Real Madrid.
Loyalty, you say?
Well,
loyalty.
As former Madrid
I think there's more chance of him staying in Germany, because we've seen numerous players being poached by Bayern Munich.
Yeah. Right?
They go around over the years and they pickpocket all the best.
Mm-hmm.
And managers are no different.
Yeah.
If they think he's going to be better than Tuchel, and Tuchel doesn't produce...
We saw that with Nagelsmann, didn't we?
Yeah. He'll be out. If he loses the league and the Champions League run is poor, he'll probably be out.
Stevie, what is your favourite moment from a final that you played in?
Oh, final whistle. The final whistle is always the best moment. Yeah, absolutely.
Which was the best final whistle?
All the cup finals. Cup finals are always the best when you win.
Yep.
You know, listen.
Which was the best one?
There isn't a best one. They're all you have the exact same thought and feeling as soon as that whistle goes in.
Right.
Every single one of them.
Even the Sunderland final.
I'll take that back. You're actually correct. All the other ones, yes. The Sunderland final, wasn't the same. It didn't help that the game was an absolute cakewalk.
Yeah.
You know, you always hear the managers talking about, sometimes it's, you know, when you're up against it and you come through it, you feel better. It's actually true, but because that game, I never believed I can believe and say this about the FA Cup final. It was so disappointing. Just the whole thing,
right.
Even though we won it.
Yeah.
It was so easy. Sunderland, with all due respect, were awful. We weren't particularly great. It's strange I should say that about an FA Cup final, but all the other ones, all the other finals, as soon as that whistle goes, it's fantastic.
Craig, read that Chicharito is returning back to his boyhood club of Chivas.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of your career, did you ever have the opportunity to play for your boyhood?
What, Cumnock Juniors?
Yeah, no. I think I'm to Cumnock.
Look that up. Cumnock Juniors.
Cumnock Juniors. Oh. Were you ever tempted to go back to Air United?
Do you know what? It never crossed my mind. I wish I'd thought of it.
Really?
I would have done. If I'd thought about it, I would have tried to make it happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He goes back as the prodigal son. The man that hates the Athletic Club players waving at the fans today.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be nice to play your last game at the club that you played your first game at.
Oh, that's not nice. It's a full circle.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I was about 50 before I thought about it.
Oh.
So it wasn't happening.
Were you really not happy with the Athletic players today? That seems strange.
I'm
given the gravity.
I've softened now.
Oh, I see.
But
it's only an
hour. But as soon as it happened, how many times have I told you this? I've always got Ronnie Moran in my head.
Oh, right.
And I can't help it.
Well, how's and Ronnie Moran in your head?
If we were to do that, and we come in, Ronnie would be going, well, did we get a trophy today or what? It's only a quarter final. We haven't won anything yet. But having a bit of time to soften and think about it.
Right.
Yes, it's a big night for them and their fans.
I see you got your
I've changed my stance on it.
Okay.
It's just the initial thought in my head is, hold on, it's only the quarter final.
I see you got the fancy new glasses.
He's had them a while.
Because even hibernating.
Yeah, he's had
I've
them
had all. Them for a bit.
Has it not told you how much it costs?
Yeah, because when I turn around, I'm not going to mention the name, but when I turn around, the fancy name's on the side of the glasses.
I know, I'm surprised he went fancy.
He's been splashing out.
I know, it's quite something.
It wasn't intentional, to be serious.
What TV shows or films are you binge-watching at the moment?
Oh, YouTube.
Just YouTube.
Just YouTube, anything. A complete and utter mix of every single thing.
Yeah.
Government stuff, golf. government football.
Stuff. You mean politics?
Politics. Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. Craig?
Wow. Can I mention them? I'm not going to mention them.
Why not? You can mention them.
Just some stuff. Well, no, I've been watching the short, you know, this short dramas.
Yeah.
Things we like.
Drama series, like six episodes.
Yeah. Bish, bash, bosh, done.
Yeah.
So I've just finished one called Payback with Pete Mullen.
There you go.
The guy that was in Ozarks, Scottish guy.
Yeah.
But another couple to start, that'd take
Perfect. Yeah. Good. I just watch everything on Disney Plus and Hulu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a lovely holiday, Stevie.
Thank you.
I wish we could stick a GoPro on your head. It would be brilliant.
Hasn't it been an enjoyable last day?
Yeah. Have you enjoyed the last day?
It's been wonderful.
There you go. Good. Now you can go and walk the dog. ESPN FC will be back tomorrow. No, Stevie is on holiday. Craig's got another day off. But I'll be here, don't worry, as we reflect, I imagine, a lot more on that defeat for Barcelona.